What I have here is Platform Builder. This is a pre-release version of Windows CE version 5. And what I'm going to be doing is just giving you a quick walkthrough of how you build and customize and debug a Windows CE operating system using this tool. So what you'll see here on the right-hand side of the screen is something called a catalog. This is a catalog of components that ships with Windows CE. You'll notice that we have things like board support packages, and right now I only have the x86 board support packages plugged in. I also have CoreOS components, and you'll see that this contains things like applications, communication services, device management, fonts, file systems, graphic support, multimedia, including DirectX, internet browsers, voice over IP phone, and so on. We then have various device drivers and third-party board support packages plugged in here as well. Okay, so creating a new operating system for Windows CE version 5 is actually pretty straightforward. I just simply select File and New Platform, and this pulls up something called the Platform Wizard. And this will walk me through the steps needed to configure a Windows CE operating system image. So first of all, I just give this a name, and I'm going to call this, Demo. Hit Next, and this will ask me now which board support package or board support packages I want to select for this platform. This is multiple select, so I could select Emulator, as well as additional board support packages. This gives me the ability to work with Windows CE in an emulation environment while my hardware is still being built and configured. So I can work in parallel. Okay, so I hit Next. And now I have a number of design templates I can work with. In my case, I'm going to choose Internet Appliance, which is a device that has a user interface. But I could just as easily choose something like a residential gateway, which would be a headless device, or industrial controller. So I choose Internet Appliance. This will now start asking me various questions about the operating system that I'm going to be building, including whether I want support for the Compact Framework. In this case, I'm going to take that out. I'm also going to take out support for Windows Media, but you can see that I could easily add in any of these components here. I then get the choice of networking and communications, local area networking, wired and wireless support, personal area networking, support for Bluetooth and IRTA, as well as RDP support and wide area networking for things like dial-up networking and VPN. I get a security warning telling me that by adding Internet Explorer 6, there is potential for me to expose my device to security issues. But of course, I can further tie down the operating system using the operating system development tool. At that point, I'm done. I hit Finish, and the Platform Builder tool is now generating my custom operating system image. You'll see that on the right-hand side of the screen, I'll have my catalog. On the left-hand side of the screen, I'll have my custom workspace that's just been generated. And in the center of the screen, I've got an area that I can work with source or write applications, generate device drivers, and so on. This will just take a couple of seconds to generate that workspace. So inside a Platform Builder, I have the ability to do a number of things. Right now, I've just generated a sample workspace, and you can see this now on the left-hand side of the screen. By default, this doesn't have any of my own custom applications or device drivers or DLLs, but inside a Platform Builder, I can easily create these through the File menu. So I can select File, New Application, and generate a new application or DLL or device driver directly from there. I have a number of application development options for Windows CE. I can either write a Win32 application directly inside of this tool, Platform Builder, or I could use embedded Visual C to generate a C++, Win32, MFC, or ATL application, or I could use VisualStudio.NET 2003 to generate a managed application using C# or Visual Basic. Okay, so the wizard's just about finished generating our platform. You'll notice on the left-hand side of the screen here, this is our current platform workspace, including support for the two board support packages, Emulator and the iCop Vortex x86. And right now, I can select the emulator to build, and I'm building a released version of that operating system image. I could just as easily select a debug version of that operating system image as well. In fact, if we're going to be working with source code, then I probably want to select a debug image here to work with. So on the left-hand side of the screen, again, this is our platform workspace. You'll notice various options listed down the side. These are the various operating system components that I've selected, one of which is communication services and networking. If I expand this out, I can drill down directly into the individual components and down directly into source for those components inside of the tree. In this case, I'm going to open File Systems, Storage Manager, and select the File System Driver Helper functions. This will link me directly across to the source for this component, and I can open this out directly into source. And we ship over 2 million lines of source with Windows CE. So I can directly set a breakpoint here. And at this point, I'm ready to download and debug the operating system. First, of course, I need to build the operating system, and that's a process that takes just over 5 minutes to complete.
This is a pre-built version of the same operating system configuration. And what I'm going to do is simply set a breakpoint on this line of code, and then I can select target and attach device. And this is going to download to a reference board that is set just over here, which I just need to turn off and then turn on again. So this device will reboot. I've got a monitoring application running on my desktop over here, which will list out all of the Windows CE devices that are booting onto the network. And we should see CEPC 3739, which is my board, booting up very shortly. And here it comes. So that's the boot request onto the network. And once the boot request has been received by Platform Builder, you'll notice the operating system is now being downloaded directly onto the target device. Once the operating system is being downloaded, we should then see our breakpoint fire, and at that point we're sat inside of some of the kernel source that ships with Windows CE. This gives us the ability to do a number of things. We can view memory, view registers, we can look at the call stack, we can set breakpoints in other portions of source, we can examine exactly which applications or modules are running at that time. Also, with Windows CE, there are various performance monitoring tools that ship with the operating system. They give me the ability to examine how the operating system is running. Okay, so at this point, my breakpoint is fired. You can see, hopefully, on the caption bar here, the word break, and the breakpoint at current instruction pointer is displayed here. So I can click View, Debug Windows, Cool Stack, and have a look at the Cool Stack, which shows me my current function that I'm on, as well as the function that called me. So because we're in the file system driver code, what I can do here is just double click on this. This shows us the function that called me, and I can examine the structure here to determine the name of the driver that's getting loaded. And in this case, the driver is called RELFSD, or the Release File System Driver. At that point, we could be pretty much done with debugging. I'll allow the operating system to continue running. What we should see here is a number of debug messages being displayed at the bottom of the screen as the operating system boots. And then within a few seconds, we should see the Windows CE operating system loaded up on the screen over here, just to your right. So hopefully, you've seen that within about 5 or 10 minutes, I can have configured and built and booted the Windows CE 5 operating system. In fact, just having a look at the debug messages that are continuing here, we've just got to the point where the operating system is loaded. So now I have a fully running version of Windows CE version 5 running on my reference board here, which is a reference board from a company called ICOP. Okay, that's about it.